So a couple of weeks ago, while I was still in Louisiana preparing to come home, I get a text from Pastor Richie. Hey, I think you're supposed to be back soon. Can you do team rally October 8th? And what I wanted to text back was, that is my first day back. Can I just like sit and soak for a minute?
Correct.
What I said back was, sure, no pressure. Would love to. So during that time, I'm thinking, okay, Lord, now I gotta tell somebody. So I didn't know what to say. I have so much that went on for the last 6 months. Some of y'all know, some of y'all don't, but that's okay. So I was preparing, I was typing stuff out, because you know, whenever we get asked to say Team Rally, we never really know what we're gonna talk about. And then my wonderful great-grandson, almost 19 years old, does a TikTok. And he basically did Team Rally on a TikTok, and I said, that's what Team Rally is. It's not me getting up here trying to dissect the Bible and preach a sermon. It's just telling y'all what God is doing in my life, just like he did. So he was talking about Job. So Job 5:17, but consider the joy of those corrected by God. Do not despise the discipline of the Almighty when you sin. So this is the part in Job where the friend comes to Job and said, oh, you are really in for it because you must have sinned. But we know when we go back to the beginning, we know the backstory. We know that Satan came to God and said, hey, this man's so righteous. It's because he's so rewarded. If you don't reward him anymore and has all these blessings, he'll probably turn against you. So the process starts. Job starts to lose his health. He starts to lose his finances, his family. He starts to lose all these things. But he never ever turned his back on God. His wife did, so that's a story in itself. Watch who you surround yourself with. However, for me, so I really started pondering this verse. And something in Connor's TikTok, he says, one of his phrases was, learn to look for the blessings in the discipline. Okay, I don't like to be disciplined. It hurts. From my background, it's usually shame was involved, punishment was involved. Some kind of something was involved that was not, discipline never feels good because it doesn't have to be painful, but you're definitely having to give something up in order to gain better. Whether it's killing your flesh, eating the right foods, getting to the gym, you know, whatever those things mean to you, whatever the Lord's showing you. But what I can tell you without going through the whole 6 months of my life for the last 6 months, how the blessings and the discipline helped me was chains have been broken in my family, ungodly soul ties with my sister and my mother, gone. My discernment is so clear in certain spirits. I can't, you know, not discern all of them, but the ones that were in my face, I definitely was able to recognize. Integrity within myself was developed. You know, going to the gym has not been my most favorite discipline in my last 5 years here. But somehow when God takes you to a small town where you have no community, no friends, no atta girls, no, come on, Toby, you can do it. One more rep. You know, that's me. That was, and I'm not at all criticizing. I didn't get that. I needed that. That was my discipline for that time. I had to, for myself, make myself go and do these disciplines that were not really natural for me. I'm actually, one of the blessings of discipline is I'm up here talking without crying. Doesn't mean I'm not nervous. I needed to write these down because I had a lot. I no longer need validation and confirmation that I'm enough. I am enough. God says I'm enough, so I am enough. I no longer wrestle with low self-esteem or self-worth. Do I still struggle with some things? Yes. Am I constantly looking for that approval and acceptance? No. No, that got nixed when I confronted the two women and stopped getting asked out for dinner. Yeah, that's how that happened. One of the biggest disciplines I learned was because of my self-worth and because I am enough in the Lord, I was able to enforce a boundary on a family member that I used to be so very afraid of. That relationship may be severed. I don't know. God can heal it. God can reconcile if it's meant to be. But I'm not afraid of speaking the truth, losing friends, or severing the relationships that need to be severed if it does not benefit, and this sounds selfish, but if it does not benefit me or my walk with the Lord, I will no longer be held back in what God has for me. It's enough is enough. So if discipline, I think discipline and obedience go hand in hand. This is what I feel the Lord is showing me. If obedience is the act of submitting to an authority, the discipline is the training to submit. Stability is standing fixed or firm. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. Discipline brings the obedience, which enables the stability, and that alone is a blessing of the discipline.